Okay, anything else on the for the PNB, Brian and Eddie?
No, other than I look forward to seeing whoever's there and, you know, see if we can get more people interested in being part of the committee.
Are we going to have some kind of get-together?
Well, who's going to be there besides the Berkeley people?
I don't know. I'm Berkeley.
We Berkeley people are really fun.
Yeah, you Berkeley people can all get together.
Okay.
Right. Well, we'll have to have sidebars.
Right.
Now, Brian, did you have other issues around the budget, or did you cover them in this?
I think I pretty much covered it, other than, you know, we are, from last year, we are asking for about $80,000 more, and that has a lot to do with a professional cataloger being finally put into the budget and done an actual hire. And we do have a part-time front receptionist person put in there that we've actually been using through a temp agency since the first of the last fiscal budget. So it's just a matter of, you know, what national office can work in and make sure that what income comes in and what we can count on. So, you know, we're doing as much as we can. And, yeah, that's all I have to say about the budget is that, you know, it looks fine. You know, it's a little jostling, and as we know, budgets are just, you know, a roadmap, and sometimes you get off course, and you just sort of adapt and adjust as you go. And seems like we have, you know, a good team, you know, great business manager, you know, good people at national office that, you know, are willing to work with us, and, you know, we've got you guys, so, and the stations, and like I said, this Save Our Sound tour, going to over 26 states and meeting people all over the place and really showing them what the archives is about from our point of view was very empowering, and, you know, I think we're on the right track of being able to make a strong leap. And hopefully next year we won't have to worry about a budget agenda item.
Right. And then also I should add that Carol and I had been in contact before, and Lamont and I talked about this yesterday, that in the course of the summer, really getting moving on the Education Outreach Task Force, since we, the three of us, and Teresa has contact too, are at educational institutions to try and figure out you know, what kind of campaign can really be developed working with Brian on this. So hopefully that's another resource that hasn't yet been fully tapped.
That could be really exciting.
Right. I just met with some people. Her name is Karen Whitaker and another historian that put together the American Hero curriculum for labor heroes that went into high schools. And they came and met with me. They heard us on the radio one day in Los Angeles on Sonali's show talking about our preservation tour.
Mm.
And they came and wanted to work with us on, you know, some new materials and how they ever put those together. So I'm glad to share their project and their contact information with the Education Task Force Committee membership.
And, you know, I think one recommendation I would have is for anyone involved in education at K through 12 or higher, that people, that we all work together to start to think about how to have tables in the display areas at some of the major conferences. Unfortunately, I just had my surgery and had to cancel going to the Organization of American Historians. Because I was hoping to be able to distribute stuff there. But I think we really, you know, again, need to have that as an agenda item and develop that. That is a lot of outreach. So, Brian, that leads kind of some of this budget stuff to the next item, the major donors and fundraising. 10 minutes.
Yeah, I just sort of wanted to, you know, mention again with the Save Our Sound tour and the 12-minute film documentary short, we have a lot more footage that Christopher Sprinkle is putting sort of rehashing this film documentary for major donors for the board meeting presentation. And what we saw at Naropa University when we presented there, we had Sonali Kohatkar come out to Boulder and give a speech. She introduced me, I introduced the film, and then we made the donation to the Naropa University. I mean, it was a really nice presentation, and it was something that would be in very appropriate for major donor fundraising parties and other events. So I think we have enough materials to give you guys the ideas to create some fundraising events. In other words, if you in Texas have, you know, a list of 50 major donors that you can get from Duane and wrestle them out of their hands and have a preservation party, you know, if we're in your town during a board meeting week, we can come earlier. So the idea is there. We have some more tools to work with in terms of making the connection with major donors. So any ideas that you have, anything that you might have in your head that comes from an LSB or the station level, let us know and maybe we can organize something. But, you know, when you see the film online, or I'll send you DVDs, send me your mailing addresses, not through the Archives Committee, but just maybe send them to me privately, and then we will mail you a DVD so you can see it.
Oh, Brian, I think it would be very helpful if you sent all the committee members a DVD, because then we can be, you know, on individual basis. I think it's easier for us to organize events and talk to other people about organizing it.
Okay. Does the secretary want to gather the addresses, or does somebody want to send them? Does everybody want to commit to sending them to me as privately from my email? How do you want to do it?
Well, you're listed on the distribution list. I think perhaps everyone could just send it to you privately.
Okay.
Is it possible for you to have them maybe in Berkeley? You can pick them up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll be showing it in Berkeley anyway, so I'll have extra copies to hand out.
Okay.
That's great. The only comment I have is we have to be very careful, and it was something that concerned me at the presentation at the PNB here, is that the national office was going after the same, using the same mailing list as the locals, and we're going after the same donors. I think we have to... For the archive, I think we really need to be thinking about different kinds of donors that may have nothing to do with Pacifica, but really are interested in the historical value of the materials.
That's very, very important, Sharna. Thank you for saying that. You're absolutely right. With our direct mail piece, I think we only get one a year because we have to fit in with the mail pieces that all the stations do, as well as the national office does for national broadcasts. So we only have a few opportunities, and creating our own independent list of people outside of the Pacifica list is very important, and that way we can focus all our energies on them. So, these materials I think will help go outside of the radio land and show that we serve, you know, the educational system, where you think about the environment, you know, we're creative, you know, the archive is, you know, something that people should want to listen to and help. So I think that's a very good point. Thanks.
Okay. Any other discussion on it became a broader... We collapsed three agenda items into one. The PNB report, and then we actually included the budget and SOS tour as part of that. Any other questions?
I do have one question.
I'd like that.
Brian, if I may. This is Carolyn.
Sure.
Hello, may I? Yep. Public relations.
No choking.
Sorry, I'm fine. Okay, I'm fine now.
Hi, Wick.
Go on, Carolyn.
Yeah, for public relations, do you have, do you use any PR people that are associated with Pacifica? Does Pacifica have a PR arm that you can call on, or do you just depend on whatever you can do yourself?
We have been working with Karen Pomer, who has been working with Pacifica for many years, and she works with Democracy Now! And has helped us, for the past 3 years on the fun drive days and the SOS tour. I think one other thing, the Hiroshima broadcast, when we did that. So, you know, we did get some really great press in the Denver Post. And so she did that and does our press releases and contacts the press. You know, the thing with, and she's very professional and really incredible. We're very happy with her.
But we are looking for funding for her.
Oh.
Like for the Preservation Access Project, she could do a really great job of using the results of the Save Our, you know, what was it?
Sound.
Sound. Tour. But we really don't have the funds to do that. So actually, I was just calling around today to try to find people who might be able to fund, you know, some of that promotion effort.
Do you have any more plans for an archive day at each station? A fundraising day?
Yeah, Dan has assured us that, you know, in the 206 budget, we're projecting, you know, $200,000 for our fund drive day. So hopefully we'll get 15 hours as opposed to 13, which always ends up being 11.
And don't forget, it's not going to be Dan, so it can all be renegotiated.
Yeah, so I don't think we're being banned anywhere. So, that should be in November or December where we fit in with the fund drives of what's, you know, sort of appropriate.
Mm-hmm. My husband contributed last year, so I have the CD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can we move to our last item? And we may actually even finish by 7:30.
Yay!
Exciting.
Building campaign?
Yes, building campaign. I know we haven't really done anything about the building campaign, but I wanted to give you some feedback. Again, I think Sapita went and sent the note to Dan about the Archives Committee ready to, you know, work on the building campaign for the archives, and we were waiting for feedback of what the process is from the national capital campaign that includes the archives building campaign. And we never got a response. So we'll just have to move that on with the transition team and the next management team that gets on board with Pacifica.
Mm-hmm. But tell them about the green stuff.
Yeah, but in the meantime, as we traveled across country, you know, a lot of the affiliate stations, Salt Lake City, they have a brand new, beautiful building that's environmentally sound. Paonia, Colorado just has a new building, 6,000 square feet, but they got a grant using green materials. And Moab, Utah station is the very first 100% wind-powered community radio station. So it's really exciting to meet people who have been very creative in getting grant money for building campaigns using environmental standards and certain specifications that, you know, that they adhere to. So we have a lot of connections with people that are willing to help us, you know, gather some money from those areas of interest. So that's sort of all I have to feedback on that.
But the idea of us being the first, you know, like really green audio archive.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's just so cool.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah. That's so motivating. So we really are hoping that there are people who would want to move that forward.
So we're already cool. What do you know? I talked to a coworker at work and told him about this committee work.
Uh-huh.
He just was very much in awe. He thought that was cool.
CDs and DATs made out of hemp or what?
they had like the insulation was rubber tires with hay bales in it.
Huh.
They used, you know, recycled materials. And they got a fancy Washington D.C. architect to do the renovation design.
Cool.
So it was very exciting, and you know they've invited us back for the opening of their new building. So the archives will be a multimedia presenter participant in their first green radio station opening.
Cool.
So,
and, you know,
we had a lot of great feedback from a lot of the affiliate stations wanting the archives team to come back and, you know, be part of their community,
great.
Which is really great.
And the point Addie made is really important. It means is donors, for instance, big-name donors. There are a lot of folks who, with money, into the environmental movement. So this could be a whole other approach to a very different body of people.
And it would really be a big precedent in terms of archives and the kind of weight we've got and stuff. It's great.
Well, we will be, pretty soon we will be launching the coordinates of our geocache program, which we did across country, and we planted over, I think, a dozen or more tapes in locations across the country, and that we started out as an environmental education project, speaking of environment. So that sort of lends itself to people who are interested in the environment, that we had an activity about that. But we also went off course when we were in Memphis, Tennessee. We ended up at the Lorraine Hotel where Martin Luther King was assassinated, and we planted a rare speech of Martin Luther King in the shadow of the Civil Rights Museum in a geocache location. So when we do the publicity campaign around the launching of those coordinates, that will be part of our experience.
This is terrific. Can I ask everybody, including, you know, whatever the building task force, and once Carolyn and Lamont and I start to talk about with Brian about, you know, an education task force, that we start submitting reports to the committee in advance of the meetings, and also send them to the archives so that, you know, if we don't give full verbal reports online, people could still see them.
Great.
So if we could try and start doing that, I think it would help us a lot.
Good idea.
And yeah. Addie and Brian, both, if you can send copies of the report that you're making to the PMB and of the budget, would be very helpful for us to have, too.
Sure.
Right. I'm not really sure. I have to check with Dan, I suppose, or Lonnie, to figure out what, you know, what the process is, if, because I'm not sure if I'm allowed to release the proposed budget before the finance committee or somebody sees it.
Right.
So I don't want to step over anybody's, you know, authoritative toes.
Yeah.
So let me just check out those things, and I'll make whatever is I'm allowed to make available.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Now, we have to do something about our meetings. And I don't know how we manage to coordinate with all the other PMB meetings, because it's like they haven't calendared more than 1 month at a time, it seems.
Wild, yeah.
So I don't know. John, are you hearing us? John? Okay.
Guess not.
Are you hearing us, John? Okay, because I'm wondering if we submit ours.
Yes, I am. I had to turn off the speakers.
Oh, there you are, John.
Yeah.
John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. Do you know if we submitted our calendar for our meeting, if it could get entered in, and would that hold or not?
It should be. I think Governance Committee sent something to the PNB about using the calendar as the official calendar for until one is put on Pacifica.org, but I don't know where that's gone.
So, John, you mean the KPFT calendar?
The KPFTX, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good calendar.
So we need to, it seems like we need to get a fuck the coordinating committee or somebody, so that we don't have this problem that Tabita had in scheduling this meeting.
Yeah, that was an enormous amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is another problem, too, and that is that the webpage has two sections for committee meetings,
mm-hmm.
and you have way down at the bottom it says ad hoc committee meeting,
mm-hmm.
and we are not there. So, you know, the meetings aren't even listed,
mm-hmm.
The archives are there, like in January 2005, that was the last one that's archived. So I maybe it's time to make a request to the PNB that the website and so on be formalized, because I know whoever was doing it, I guess Pete is not able to keep up with it. Perhaps we could, you know, make a request that be updated.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice. KPFTX is doing a great job, but it's not the website, and a lot of people don't know to go to.
Yeah.
They will go automatically to the foundation website.
Because it's. Do all of you know who from your Signal area is on the coordinating council?
No.
Because probably the best thing might be if we each talk to our coordinating council member.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Adelson from our signal area is the chair. But if we talk to each of our PMB coordinating council members and talk to them about the importance of calendaring the meeting mm-hmm. so that each committee can have some kind of expectation that they're going to meet.
If I may, this is Carolyn. I think maybe the problem is in our hands, because if we pick the day, like, you know, elections just decided on the fourth Thursday, and we know we're going to conflict with governance, I think, at that time, but that's the way it's going to be. There's going to be a three-person overlap, and maybe if we juggle an hour here and an hour there, most people can attend most of both meetings.
Well, that's assuming that the committees post when they're, you know, that they really have calendared their meetings and those are posted, because then...
Well, can we do that? Can we pick a day of the month and just stick
Well, I
it?
Think we need to check a calendar. It's just, I mean, to be arbitrary, we're going to end up where we were this last time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does anyone have a proposal for how to calendar the next meeting? And if we could deal with this in 1 minute, we will have come in at 7:30.
This is Brian. Just as long as it's not on a Saturday or Sunday, I'm happy.
Okay, that means 5 days.
We know, I know that Mondays, when I looked at the calendar for May, Monday was one of the fuller days.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Maybe we can ask the PETA to check, if we each talk to our coordinating council members and urge them to get every committee to fully calendar, and we can ask the PETA to once again get everyone's schedule and determine what days are feasible, and then just...
Sure, let's just make up a couple of alternatives, though.
Oh, God.
Just throw in, like, just say anything. Like, if Monday's say Tuesday.
Well, we have to know, I mean, there's some days that some people cannot make.
I know, but we just throw them in and find out later.
No, if the PETA can, once again, get... Because we have different people on the committee find out what days people absolutely cannot make.
Okay, that's all right. I just couldn't, you know, like erasing 47 messages about time.
I know.
You know, it's just like I don't have enough time to read them, and I'm just me. I'm not even on the kind of committees like you guys are, which,
well,
God bless you.
Well,
but...
if you can reflect in the notes that...
Oh, God, I'm sorry, guys.
Well, I hear some voices talking over each other. I know you said you want to, Sharna, you want to...
Yeah, Lamont, if you can clarify in the notes, request that Sapita send out an email indicating all the evenings of the weekday that people cannot make.
Oh,
geez. Okay,
and then
so
we want
to request that Sapita note the days that we cannot meet.
Yeah, once again, survey all the committee members, because, you know, again, we don't have a full complement of people either, so hopefully once we get more people, that's another issue. And then we can look at the PMB calendar, at the Pacifica calendar. It's
totally scary.
Yeah, this is Carolyn. May I suggest that we all take a look at the calendar in the kpfc.org website /PAC calendar, PAC calendar. And
Someone fade it out. It's KPFK.
kpftx.org/PAC calendar, PAC calendar.
kpft/x.org.
kpftx.
Carolyn, can you send, I think it's probably better to send it in an email to Lamont or
yeah,
the whole committee.
Okay, I will do that. Uh-huh.
And when I last checked, June was not up there at all. That was the problem.
KPFTX.org? People have chosen the second Tuesday, third Thursday. So if we look at that, it's not so much the first day of the week, but the time of the month. And I think that might be helpful.
Yeah.
Do that.
Okay, well, maybe I can work with Sabita and try to figure out what our possible days might be. Monday has worked for all of us and now for Lamont, but it is a problem. Melinda and Carolyn, you have the elections committee meeting normally on Mondays or not?
No, we just switched to the fourth Thursday for elections.
Ah, okay, so the only conflict might be with other committees that we should be able to figure out if they're posted on the website or not, right?
Right. I'll be fine. In the fall, again, I will have a problem. I won't be free until after 9 o'clock, but otherwise, I mean,
okay, but that's 6 o'clock Pacific time.
That's fine for you. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and Lamont, you're okay for, say, up to the fall on Mondays now?
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, it's subject to change in the summer. I don't know what the schedule will be, but for the moment, it looks all right, Monday evening.
Well, can someone take responsibility for looking at the calendar on the KPFK, the Houston station?
KPFT.
Take a look at it right now. Is it? But is it just kpftx.org/calendar?
Slash PAC calendar, P-A-C. A-L-E-N-D-A-R.
Okay, and can you tell us what Mondays in towards the latter part of June, I guess? Since
I'll send that to you with no setting. Which Monday? Well, first Monday is National Committee of Inclusion. Second Monday is the full P&V. Third Monday is programming. And the fourth Monday was us. An elections review, and we were unusual, so maybe...
And you're changing yours, so can we maybe go with the fourth Monday?
Maybe the fourth Monday, yeah, that might work. Fourth Monday in April was a full PNB, however, and I don't know if they've chosen that deliberately or not.
Well,
fourth Monday in March was in, Yeah, fourth Monday in March was finance and programming, so they'll figure.
I'm trying the calendar, and it's not working.
Okay, wait. Can we take...
I just sent you a link.
Can one person take responsibility for trying to figure this out?
Anyone we know?
I will do that as far as I can. I think it's going to mean contacting each chair and seeing what territory they take out. But I just sent a link through to everyone, I think.
Okay, and if we could, is that Carolyn? Carolyn?
Sorry. Carolyn, yes, I'll be glad to look at it.
Okay, and then if we can each try and check with our coordinating council members and ask them if they can urge all the committees to calendar for, you know, like 3 months or something. So
I don't know who that would be.
Well, you'll have to find out from your signal area, and ours it's Adelson.
Coordinate committee member?
Yeah, you've got a PNB member on the coordinating committee.
Okay.
The PNB. And find out who that is, and if we each kind of try and urge them to get things calendared for 3 months, unless there's an emergency, obviously.
I've had a lot of trouble. He does not like to set a fixed date, and I've been talking about for months, but we... of the coordinated committee to require the LSPs to do that.
Yeah.
Scheduling easier, you know. Be very nice.
I've got the calendar working now.
Got it? You see what I mean? It does seem to vary. So maybe the fourth Monday is not it. The third Monday seems to be relatively fancy.
Could I interject something here? Why don't we, we're running well beyond the time that we allowed for this, and we're speculating here. Can we, in each of our respective stations, get that calendar set up, and then we can come back with this committee with the days that seem to be available?
It's the national calendar. right. But you mean with our... coordinating.
Well, there are two things. We need to have a good day for us, just for our committee, obviously. And then,
right.
But we want to make sure that doesn't conflict with our various stations.
Right.
And then there's the national, which is the third
right.
element here. Now, there's only so much we can do right now regarding at least two of those issues.
Yeah.
You know, we could schedule what we want as a committee, but it may conflict with the others, and we don't know
So you're suggesting
so
that
I'm
first...
suggesting that each of us with our own respective stations find out what the station is, you know, when those meetings are.
Okay.
And can someone coordinate that once we get the information and see what we come up with?
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that.
Great.
So,
and then are you guys going to send me the connections?
So we're sending Carolyn information from her.
Let me send it to you in the form of a questionnaire or something. That'll make it easier for me to tabulate.
Oh, great. Yeah,
sure.
Do that.
And I also wanted the information to present to to our LSB on Wednesday.
Wednesday? Well, okay. I don't know if I can do it by Wednesday because I have a lot of work to do for our LSB.
But as far as the nomination that you wanted.
Oh, the nomination, that's different. Yeah, that's another.
Okay. Carolyn's going to...
But I got to get the pen.
So Carolyn's going to email us.
Great.
I'll mail you. Yes, I'm not guaranteeing how soon.
Yeah. So
are we done?
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I second
that we adjourn.
Yes.
Yes. Second.
Can I say one final thing?
Mm-hmm.
Please. We are doing 15-minute history moments that are being distributed to the stations and affiliates. We did our first one May 19th on Sonali's show, and it was broadcast in 3 affiliate stations for Lorraine Hansberry's birthday. And this Thursday we'll be doing James Baldwin on Angela Davis, which was broadcast May 26, 1972. So that's your history, thoughts for the moment, and now we can adjourn.
I got one point to make.
Thank you.
Guys, one quick thing.
Uh-huh. Melinda?
We all need to keep an eye peeled because guess what I just saw on the Internet? The deal they're going to do so we won't have the nuclear option is they're accepting every one of those awful judges.
Oh, no.
Including that horrible Priscilla Owens.
Yes, but they're voting. It's not that they're accepting them. They're going to vote up or down, and they probably will vote up.
Oh, she needs to go somewhere. But
however, the compromise is complete slap in the face at Frist and at Bush, who wanted to change the rules.
If they would actually vote against them, it would be a better slap.
Oh, absolutely.
But I just thought I'd break in and let you guys know I'm going to be depressed.
Oh, thank you. Now we'll be with you. Okay, so we're not totally certain when our next meeting is. Possibly the third or fourth Monday in June, but it's sort of to be determined.
Cool.
Okay, great. All right, everyone. Have a great month.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for sharing here.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.